Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Whoever Fights Monsters, My 20 Years Tracking Serial Killers for the FBI, by Robert K. Ressler and Tom Schachtman, narrated by Tom Perkins. Whoever fights monsters should see to it that in the process he does not become a monster. And when you look into an abyss, the abyss also looks into you. Friedrich Nietzsche. Thus spake Zarathustra. 1. The Vampire Killer. Russ Vorpagel was a legend in the Bureau, 6'4 and 260 pounds, a former police homicide detective in Milwaukee who also had a law degree and was an expert in sex crimes and bomb demolition. His job as Sacramento coordinator for the FBI's Behavioral Science Unit took him up and down the West Coast, teaching local police about sex crimes, and he had a lot of credibility to do so, because cops and sheriffs appreciated the depth of his knowledge. On a Monday night, January 23, 1978, that local police confidence had translated into a call to Russ from a small department north of Sacramento. A terrible homicide had been committed, one that was far beyond the ordinary murder in terms of the violence done to the victim. David Wallen, 24, a laundry truck driver, had returned to his modest suburban rented home after work about 6 on the evening of January 23rd and found his 22-year-old, 3 months pregnant wife, Terry, in the bedroom, dead, with her abdomen slashed. He ran screaming to a neighbor's house, and that neighbor called the police.